Hello.
Hi, is this Carlos?
Yeah, this is him.
Good to speak with you, Mr. Estacio. This is Paul. I'm calling from Local Splash. Happy Thursday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
Hi.
Hi. So I know you spoke with Victor regarding doing Google Verified and getting qualified leads coming directly to you. Did you have any questions for me at this point?
Yeah, so how would I be getting the leads? That's my main concern.
Okay, that's a perfect question. So with Google Verified, and of course that's the very top of any search result where it is available, it is of course available for your services in the Rancho Cordova area. So the calls route through a Google number. So the Google AI will make sure that it is someone in your service area, someone calling to talk to you about a service that you want to provide. And of course you have to either quote a price to them or schedule an appointment to meet with them, or you don't even pay for that lead. So it's a pay per qualified lead service. But it's not like, say, Angie or Thumbtack, where your lead is a phone number that you get, and then you have to follow up with that potential customer. These are calls coming directly to you. Like I said, it routes through a Google number. It's going to say Google Verified Lead as it's coming to you, as it rings through to you. So you know exactly what it is even before you take that call. And then, like I said, it has to be someone in your service area requesting a service that you want to provide, and you have to quote a price to them or schedule an appointment. Otherwise, you simply don't even pay for it. So it's not like Angie where you get a lead, and even if you don't talk to somebody, it still counts as a lead and you get charged for it. With this, it has to be a qualified lead coming your way. Now, when it is a qualified lead, you'll be paying exactly $52 per lead. Big job, smaller job, it's still going to be $52, and that's exactly what you'll be spending on a per lead basis. So you only pay for the leads that you use. Anything you don't use rolls over to the following month. So it's really designed to be quite affordable for you. The best part about it, of course, with the calls coming directly to you from someone who would have most likely seen your website before they called you, it is a very, very high conversion rate. In fact, most of the people that go to Google Verified, they know something about it. I mean, Google Verified's been around for a long time. It used to be called Google Guarantee. It's still called Local Service Ads. It used to be the businesses at the very top of the page with a little green check mark next to it. So most potential customers know something about that section of a search result. They know that Google is kind of vetting and verifying the businesses there. Google basically is endorsing your company when you're doing Google Verified. So in fact, there is a vetting process. You don't start paying for the leads until you're thoroughly vetted. Now, Google, Carlos, will outsource the vetting process. They don't do it in-house. They use two different companies. One is Evident. The other one is Pinkerton. You might recognize the name Pinkerton from cowboy movies. So Google will want to make sure that you've got the right insurance. There's always an insurance requirement, but there's not always a licensing requirement. The insurance requirement, though, is always quite low. If you have any liability insurance for your business at all, you'll always have at least the minimum. In this case, though, it is a $1 million general liability certificate of insurance. Would you be able to qualify for that? Do you carry at least $1 million in general liability?
Yeah, that's what I have. Right now.
Yeah, the $1 million. And then there is actually a licensing requirement for painting in California to do Google Verified.
I got that also.
You have either the California State C33 Painting and Decorating Specialty license. You do. Okay, that's the license.
Yeah, I have everything.
And then
the workers' comp and all that stuff, yeah.
Perfect. And then obviously you don't have any felonies on your record, at least not in the last 7 years,
no.
Right? Okay. Now, up until recently, Google would accept either the EIN or the TIN. They're now only accepting actual Social Security numbers, but you would have that too, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So it seems like you would absolutely qualify for Google Verified. I almost said Google Guarantee. It's just been less than a month that they changed the name. Actually, it's been only a couple of weeks. They officially on October 30th is when they officially made that change. We were proactive in making the change a week or so prior to that. But it is called Google Verified. If you've ever heard the term Google Guarantee or local service ads, it's still the exact same product. It just has changed names. Google changes their name for different services every now and then. And, of course, you've already got the verified Google business profile, right? It gets a little confusing. Yeah. You have to be verified to have a Google business profile. And then, so that vetting process takes, well, it only takes about 3 or 5 weeks if you can get us the application and the supporting documents right away. You'll get the application fee by text today. And it really only takes about 15 minutes to fill out. It's pretty straightforward. And then, of course, you would attach or send to us as well the proof of insurance, proof of licensing, and then, you know, the additional information. It would only take longer than 3 or 5 weeks if we don't get that information from you in a timely fashion. Now, it's only after you're thoroughly vetted that you start paying for leads. It's usually 3 days after you complete the background check. You'll get notified by us and by Google as soon as you pass the background check. And then it would typically be 3 days after that you start paying for the leads. Now, Carlos, if you say, hey, you know, this is not a good week for us, can we wait a week before we start doing that? Or if you can say, hey, I just got notification that I cleared the background check, I want to start today, then obviously you can do that. Now, $52 per lead, Google will want you to prepay the first 13 leads, kind of like a prepaid gas card. You fill it up, and then it's there as you need it. So with $52 per lead, prepaying for the 13 leads would be $678. Now, again, you don't pay for that until you're thoroughly vetted. That could be 3 weeks, 5 weeks, or maybe even a little bit longer than that. All that you would pay today would be the one-time application fee of $250. That's a one and done. So it's not like an annual membership fee. You don't have to renew it. It's just that one-time application fee. And then once you're thoroughly vetted, that's when you start paying the $52 per lead. Did you have any questions?
Okay, so after I pay those $600, pretty much I got 13 leads, right?
Correct. That's exactly correct.
And then after I'm done with those 13, anything that comes will be 50-something, like you said.
$52, yeah. So you prepay for the first...
So if you guys can... Or another question that I do have is around how many leads do you guys usually send per contractor?
Okay, so Google has kind of determined that 13 leads is kind of right around what most business owners need in a month.
Okay.
Now, because of the very high conversion rate, a lot of my clients don't even use 13 leads in a month. They might use 4 or 6 leads. You know,
you get
a lead, it turns into a job. That job's going to keep you busy for a week or two. A lot of my clients, and you can certainly pause your leads as much as you need to. So a lot of my clients will only use a handful of leads in any given month. Anything that you do not use rolls over to the following month. Let's just say for simplicity, you get one lead. It's a big job. It's the only lead you need for that month. And then you pause your leads. That means you only get charged $52 that following month. So Google just wants you to keep it at 13 leads, kind of top off that prepaid card to $678 at the beginning of the month. So again, you only use one lead, you're only going to pay $52. You use 10 leads, you're going to pay $520.
And then the other question that I have, you guys can get all those 13 leads?
Oh, yeah. I mean, absolutely. I mean, for your services and for your service area, if you need all 13 leads, you'll get all 13 leads. In fact,
I'm just asking because, you know.
Oh yeah.
I just want to make sure that you later. I get told, hey, there was no leads this month. You know.
Right. Right. No, yeah. Those leads should be there. In fact, if you need more leads, then you're paying per lead after that, $52 per lead. But like I said, with the high conversion rate, not all of our clients even need or use 13 leads.
Yeah. No. I know from Angie, working with Angie, it's the same. Same thing, you know?
Yeah, and unless you've got like multiple crews and you're taking on, you know, 2-3 jobs at a time, then you're probably going to be perfectly
fine. Well,
yeah,
I do want to grow. That's why I'm looking into this, you know?
Oh, sure.
Because I have jobs already, but what I was talking to Victor about, I was like, man, I'm paying you guys for the
app,
but
it's not doing
anything.
Right.
It wasn't doing anything for me.
Mm-hmm. No, exactly correct. I did see that in Victor's notes. So to be quite honest with you, the whole reason that Google started doing Google Verified, or it was back then in Google Guarantee, the reason they started this pay-per-lead service is that most business owners were not seeing a very high return with Google AdWords, with the pay-per-click campaign. That was not converting high enough. You're getting clicks, but you're not getting calls. You're getting calls, but you're not getting jobs. In fact, Facebook ads convert at a much higher percentage than Google ads. So Google wanted something that would work even better. So that's why they came up with what is now called Google Verified. So we put the Google ads on pause. You could reallocate those funds towards Google Verified. So we would never need to reactivate your Google pay-per-click or AdWords campaign. We would do this instead.
Okay. Yeah, but that's what I told Victor. I didn't want to add some more, and hopefully he took it off. Because we had talked about it already, and
last month he
was supposed to, because I was already going to quit with you guys, because I was like, look, Victor, you know, you told me this month, and I'm not seeing anything, I haven't gotten one lead from you guys, and all I get is scam calls, so this is it, you know, I don't want to continue, and then that's when he told me he could do a month for free, and then I left on vacation, came back, and then I find out I got charged again, and I was... It was upsetting, you know?
No, I get it.
I told
definitely.
Him. Yeah.
Yeah,
he told me about this, and I kind of did some research, and it looks legit, so I'm like willing to try, but if it doesn't, then, you
know. It's a much higher return on investment. So, yeah, we put the Google ads completely... We've taken them off the account. You do have that service credit, and then the Google ads will be... have been completely removed. So the $300 of Google ads completely removed. I think Google Verified, and I mean, obviously Google knows that Google Verified is going to be a much, much higher conversion rate for you. Now, like I said, all that you pay today is the $250 application fee. You will get the application by text message as soon as even before we complete the phone call. Is the Visa that you have on file, the one ending 0409, is that the card that you want to use for that $250 application fee?
Let me check real quick. I'm pretty sure
it's a Visa
0409.
Yeah, expiring November of 2027, and the code on the back is 005, right?
Yep, that's it.
Okay, perfect. Now, I know this is going to benefit you tremendously. Has anyone ever talked to you about pay-per-lead through Yelp?
No, not through Yelp. With Yelp, I'm running ads, but I'm almost quitting that because, like I said, it's doing
wasn't
the same thing
for you.
Yeah.
They gave me
like a 600 bonus and blah blah.
Yeah, they
blah,
gave you the boost. Right.
Nothing's working. I mean, it did work. It did bring me like a couple, but some weren't even answering, and some were like, oh no, and
You know, I tell everybody we are a Google Premier partner. We're also partnered with Facebook or Meta. We are not partnered with Yelp, although we are an authorized Yelp vendor. So we are able to offer any of the services and products that Yelp has, although most of my clients say the same thing that you're saying or with Yelp.
Mm-hmm.
You don't really see the highest return on investment with something like that. So I know that this Google Verified is going to work out for you. Now, you are, like I said, going to get the application very quickly here. And then if you have any questions or concerns, we do still want to do a client interview with you. All of the services are the same. Nothing has changed for the services that you're providing, right?
No, nothing has changed.
Okay, so we do want to set up a client interview for the Google Verified here, okay? Just to make sure that you're aware of all the information that we'll be providing for you, all the services that we're providing for you, and of course, make sure that everything is Google compliant. Let me just make sure I can get that set up.
Okay.
Give me just 1 second here. Would you be available today?
How long is it going to take?
So the call takes about 30 minutes or so.
We do.
I mean, it kind of works better if you're in front of a computer, but you don't necessarily have to be.
Oh, yeah, I won't be. If it's in front of the computer, I won't be available.
Okay.
Can you give me a second? I got to take this call from this customer.
Yeah, no problem. Please do.
Give me a minute, please. Hello?
Oh, I am here. I'm here.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So would you be in front of a computer at all today? Maybe 3 o'clock, 3:30?
Not today. I already got plans for today.
You do. That's totally understandable. What about tomorrow?
Tomorrow, yeah, but it won't be till like 3:15-ish, around there.
Okay. So, like, the last appointment for the day?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Let me just put you on a brief hold.
Okay.
Okay. So you're looking at 3:30 for tomorrow. So that would be... well, I'm going to be able to schedule it from 3 until 4, but I'll put it in the notes that you really want that call after 3:15, right?
Yeah, you can come at 3:15. I'll be home early.
Okay, that's perfect. Now, I do need to do a voice verification, and I know you've been through this before, but because we are a Google Premier partner, it is required of us, so I do need to read that. Now, obviously, it is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. It is, though, pretty straightforward. I do have it, and it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will, in fact, be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording, can you please restate the name of your business as you want it to appear online?
Top Tier Painters.
Painters with an S at the end. And then
yes.
Please state your name and your official title within the business.
Carlos Estacio, Painter.
And Mr. Estacio, you are, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Perfect. And then, of course, for the billing information that you did just provide, the card that we've had on file, which is a Visa card, you are an authorized user on that account as well, right?
All right.
Of course. And then it says, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Obviously, you'll be getting the application. Let me just check and see if it's been sent to you already. So the application is being sent to you. And then, you know, we do ask that you're actively involved in your campaign, meaning that you are receptive and responsive in a timely fashion. The phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Of course. And then it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, of course, you would agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, this is month to month, no contract. The reason we ask, of course, is we don't want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally or perhaps even more important is we'll always make sure that your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you can't hire someone else. Of course, you won't need to. We are, though, just saying if you decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure all the information is accurate. Now, Mr. Estacio, that's fair enough, right?
Yes, that's fair.
Perfect. Now, of course, this is for Google Verified. It is, at this point, a one-time charge of $250. That is for the one-time application fee. It is being charged today's date, the 30th of October. Now, once you're thoroughly vetted, like I said, you'll prepay the first 13 leads, $52 per lead. That's $678, and $52 per lead after that. Everything else still remains the same. With us removing your Google pay-per-click, I should say the Google AdWords campaign, with that being removed, your recurring monthly billing is $149. You do have a service credit, though, for this upcoming month, okay? But other than that, it is always a month-to-month service, completely at will, no contract. Of course, you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. All that we do request to prevent the charge to the following month, of course, is that you would contact our client support team and contact them at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Carlos, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Estacio, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. We do already have on file the security question, the city you were born in, the answer, Lima. Other than that, you are all set and squared away on my end. In a couple of minutes, you're going to receive a calendar invite for that follow-up call, which is scheduled at 3 o'clock tomorrow. I've got it in the notes to wait until at least 3:15. At 2 o'clock, an hour prior, you're going to receive an automated email kind of letting you know that that call itself is scheduled at 3 o'clock. Now, you said that everything is still the same. Are you accepting any new forms of payment? Zelle or PayPal?
Yeah, I'm doing Zelle.
Okay.
Not PayPal, not Venmo.
Cash App?
Cash App, yeah.
So Zelle and Cash App, and then, of course, you're still taking cash, check, credit card, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, the hours of operation still the same?
Yeah, they're still the same.
Okay, and none of that has changed. All right. So I definitely did want to be the first to say, as far as Google Verified goes, we're pretty excited to get that going for you. We're looking forward to getting your phone ringing, getting you those quality calls that you're looking for. I'm glad that Victor was able to kind of talk to you about the benefits of Google Verified. Did you have any additional questions for me at this point?
No.
Are you still using Yelp at all, or did you stop using that service altogether?
I gotta call them today because I don't know, I can't remember, I think they're about to charge me, so, But I had spoke with them last, like, when I called Victor also, which was, like, last month.
And
I told them the same thing, that it wasn't working, and then, so they gave me that boost, and still not
it
doing
it. Still didn't work. Right.
Yeah, so I'm just going to cancel it, and, you know, hopefully, with you guys, the Google Verify starts working, and then I could just keep with you guys, and that's it.
Yeah, it really is a far superior product. Like I said, I've been with this company myself for over 12 years, since April 17th of 2013. So, you know, I definitely have talked to a lot of business owners that have used similar services with Yelp, and most of the business owners that I speak with don't see a very high return on investment. They don't see a very high conversion rate. They're getting charged per lead, and the leads don't really turn into jobs. So you're really not alone with your experience with Yelp. In fact, that's kind of what I hear most of the time, if not all of the time. So I know that reallocating your advertising dollars, like not doing the Yelp listing, and then, of course, you know, the $300 that you were spending before with Google pay-per-click ads, reinvesting those dollars into the Google Verified, I know that that's going to be a much higher return on investment for you. We really are looking forward to getting that going for you, and of course, you know, earning your business through Google Verified, and of course, the local search engine optimization that we are still doing here for you.
Yeah, cool.
All right. Well, I really do appreciate you. If I do happen to be in between phone calls when our technician calls you tomorrow, again, around 3:15, 3:20, if I happen to be in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I will be on that call as well, just kind of in the very beginning to introduce you to your technician, answer any quick questions that you might have before handing it over to them. You will have a dedicated account manager. I know the short list of who it would be or could be, but I don't know exactly who's going to get assigned to this. But that's one of the additional things that you'll have with Google Verified. You'll have a dedicated account manager here, someone you can speak with for all of your questions and all of the services that you have. You know, Victor is one of the account managers. I do not know, though, that he'll get assigned to this particular one, but I know that you guys have spoken in the past.
Okay. All right. Sounds good.
Real pleasure speaking with you, Mr. Estacio. I appreciate your time. I appreciate your patience. You take care. You have a great rest of the day. We'll definitely be reaching out to you tomorrow in that 3 o'clock hour. I do have it in the notes to give it a few minutes and to try and wait until 3:15 before we give you that call.
Yeah. Yeah, and right. If for any reason I don't answer, 3:30 is fine still, right?
Yeah, no, if they don't reach you, even if I'm on that call and we're trying to reach you, we'll let you know, whether it's me or your onboarding technician. If they don't reach you on that first call, or if we don't reach you on that first call, we'll leave a message and let you know that we're going to follow up with you. Typically, they'll try like 3 times in the first 20 minutes. So, they'll keep trying to call you. Definitely you'll get a call a little bit after 3:15, and you'll get a call maybe before 3:30 and after 3:30. So I'm sure we'll be able to reach you tomorrow. Okay.
All right. For sure. Thank you.
All right. Real pleasure, Carlos. I appreciate you. You have a great rest of the day. Thank you so much.
You too.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.